AM 245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Major Wall Street indexes all down more than 2% in morning trading. And despite investor fears, Bankrate's chief financial analyst Greg McBride tells ABC this was overdue.
Market corrections, which is a 10% pullback from a high, tend to happen on average about once a year, every 12 months or so. We're overdue. So, you know, put it in that context.
Former President Donald Trump trying to pin the sell-off on Vice President Kamala Harris. She spent the weekend meeting with contenders to join her as a running mate. The CENTCOM commanders in the Middle East, the U.S. attempting to help Israel defend itself. Iran is expected to retaliate after the recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Debbie downgraded to a tropical storm but being blamed for one death. A 13-year-old boy in Levy County, Florida was killed when a tree fell onto his family home. Major concerns are dangerous rain and storm surge for Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The lawyer for Devante Mitchell's family says an autopsy shows he died at the hands of four hotel employees in downtown Milwaukee June 30th. Police recommend felony murder charges, but prosecutors have said they needed the autopsy results first. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin are at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution on the 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. FEMA housing inspectors arrived in St. Louis County over the weekend to begin assessing the needs of area residents following the extensive floods earlier this year. According to county officials, the flooding over the month of June qualified as a presidentially declared disaster, meaning county residents will have access to federal assistance for things like temporary housing, repairs, and loans to cover uninsured property loss. Residents can still be added to the list for FEMA inspections at disasterassistance.gov. Plans for a new youth recreational center in Duluth are in the works. According to a Northern News Now report, Mayor Roger Reinert and Duluth Public Schools Superintendent John Magus discussed the plans for the 30,000-square-foot rec center this week. The plans have been in development since 2014, and the current design would include a double gymnasium and space for other recreational activities like art. It would be located in Memorial Park if the city can begin construction as planned in the next couple of years. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up four unanswered runs, couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place or losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that midair collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but it's a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field, and I just told him to try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A dark and drearier day today with scattered light showers here this afternoon, with rain ramping up this evening, bringing some heavy amounts of rainfall and some thunderstorms embedded as well. We could see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall create some flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Christina Lori has some stories about Wisconsin athletes competing in Paris. And Sherita Booker reviews last week's popular social media posts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Jessica Plotkin-Sell in for Calvin, who for some reason gets a day off. I don't know what that's about.
I bet you he's reading right now.
He probably is. He deserves it. He deserves some time off. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. If you're watching in the live stream, leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to talk. We need to talk about Elon. Before we do that, though, I want to back up just a little bit to something we were talking about last hour and the media and the way media reports on what's happening and the what may be the underlying motivation for some media companies is essentially just to make money.
Yeah.
They just want to make money.
Yes.
And Patrick from Green Bay, though, and I think this is really important. This is part of Project 2025 as well. If Trump and loyalists like Kash Patel get back into power, they have promised to go after their enemies in the media. One bad word about Trump and a reconstituted FCC will shut them all down. CNN, MSNBC, democracy podcasters, YouTubers, and dare I say, civic media. And Patrick, you're absolutely right. It says that in Project 2025, they will take the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission, which issues licenses because there are a finite number of band waves, radio waves. The FCC assigns those. And if that's put under the office of the presidency, he can yank anybody's license that he wants.
Yeah.
Say something he doesn't like, you're done.
You don't even have to say anything he doesn't like. It could be perceived threat.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just all there. That's all there is to it. It becomes a den of paranoia. And that's what Trump has instilled in this country is a deep, deep reservoir of paranoia. You don't like what I like? Well, then you're not a patriot. You're a rhino. You're not an American. You're a traitor.
But that's,
no, I just have a different opinion.
Which is allowed.
Yeah.
That is allowed.
Yeah.
But this is what Viktor Orban did in Hungary.
Yeah.
As far as taking over the media, then you control the narrative. You control all the messages. Don't forget, too, in Project 2025, they want to privatize NOAA. Privatize what? The National Oceanic Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Privatize it. So they have to make money.
Yep.
So now we're going to have to subscribe for forecasts.
Well, Jane, you're not knowing the weather isn't your God-given right, okay?
Apparently not.
No.
But you make a really good point, Patrick, and I appreciate you for pointing that out. It is a very Project 2025 is very, very dangerous. It would not be good for our country.
No, not at all.
It would.
And let's also not forget Viktor Orban and Xi Jinping and all those other people, Putin, even North Korea. Those are all Trump's buddies.
Yes.
They all love him.
And he admires them.
Mm-hmm.
He admires them.
Yeah.
It's important to keep in mind. All right. We need to talk about Elon. Elon Musk, of course, who spent billions of dollars buying Twitter, which he continues to ruin. Now he has a super PAC called America PAC. The website says it helps the viewer register to vote. But once you click on register to vote, the experience differs depending upon where you live.
Yeah.
This is an Elon Musk-backed super PAC called America PAC, and they claim that they're going to help you register to vote. That is not necessarily true. If a user lives in a state not considered competitive in this election, like California or Wyoming, the person is told to enter their email address and their zip code, and then they do actually get directed to a voter registration page for their state.
Mm-hmm.
But if you enter a zip code indicating you live in a battleground state like Pennsylvania or Georgia or Wisconsin, the process is very different. Instead of being directed to the state's voter registration page, they're directed to a highly detailed personal information form where they want your address, your cell number, your age. Once you agree to submit all that, they don't send you to a voter registration page. They show you a thank you page. So now they've got all your information. They know how to reach you, and you're still not registered to vote. And you may think that you are now registered to vote, but you're not. This seems like fraud.
Yeah, this seems like data capturing on a high, high level with some... I saw this, and I wanted, because I live in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We all live in Wisconsin, battleground state. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do
this. Check it out.
It's not a very interesting website, if you ask me. America PAC, which I hate that name, AmericaPAC.org. You go there, and it just shows with an American flag. And there's nothing except for a clickable American flag that takes you to the exact same page. There's a contact us button. It says register to vote. Make a plan to register early in person or by mail. Vote and you have your say if America can land, be the land of freedom and opportunity for all. AI wrote that. But there's no register to vote thing.
I thought you just said there is register to vote.
It says register to vote.
But there's no tab?
No, there's no tab.
Unless, I wonder if they disabled it over the weekend, then.
Unless this thing where it says opt in, because it doesn't say register. There's nowhere that says register to vote here. Click here to register to vote or check your status. It is, this is just to sign up for their email or their newsletter. But this is weird.
Interesting.
Very weird, Jane.
This article that I'm referencing is from CNBC.
Yeah.
The America PAC has spent more than $800,000 since early July on digital ads targeting voters in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The ads appeared on Facebook, Instagram, and Google through YouTube, many of them encouraging people to register to vote at America PAC's website, which is not what you want to do. If you need to register to vote, if you need information, go to the League of Women Voters. Because they have a toolbox there, right, Greg? League of Women Voters has a toolbox?
Yes, they have a toolbox on their front page. It will scroll down a little. It will tell you about the amendments. It's very detailed, very honest. Their place is to say no, but we want you to read that regardless. Make your own decision, but we can put that in the show notes today.
And that takes Greg about 45 minutes after the show is over to get everything up there, and he includes all the links in there. You can go to civicmedia.us after the show is over. Mm-hmm. Click on shows. Go to Matt and Air on Air. There's an entire archive of all of our shows. And Greg does a really good job in the notes encapsulating the hour. They're broken down into 1 hour segments. Mm-hmm. And you can subscribe to that as a podcast as well.
Yeah.
If, I don't know, you have a life like some of the people that I met at the Waukesha Farmers Market on Saturday who said, I don't always get to listen to your show. It's like, what do you mean you don't always listen to my show? You're living. If you live and you can't always listen, you can always check out the podcast and listen to it that way as well.
I mean, did they have scones of peace?
No one asked for a scone of peace.
No one has to.
I'm always prepared with scones of peace.
I was hoping for leftovers.
I know. If you would like to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brendan from New Jersey is on the line. Good morning, Brendan. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Happy Monday to all. I just wanted to mention, since you guys were on the topic, that Georgia actually created a site where you can cancel your registration.
What? Wait, what?
Yep. Yep. I've seen it in four different places.
So people can...
I don't know what it's for. I don't know what it's for, but it's Georgia, so you can take it from there.
Interesting. All right. Thank you so much, Brendan. Really appreciate you listening. Ron from Milwaukee on the line. Thank you for your patience, Ron. What did you want to say?
Well, I can add to that Georgia story. It's true. It was set up by the Georgia Secretary of State, who, of course, is a Republican. And the interesting part about it is that all you have to do to cancel your registration is to give a couple of bits of identifying information on a form that you send back to them electronically. And this is information that's pretty readily obtainable by third parties.
Oh, boy.
Who already have big mailing lists, you know, like radio, email, phone, and all that kind of stuff. And they're going to, if anybody figures out that, well, he's likely to be a Democrat or he's voting in a Democratic area, I'm going to, we'll just look him up on the list. Oh, here he is. Yeah, let's file with this Georgia thing.
That's just terrifying, Ron.
And I'm sure somebody will go after him for this.
I would hope so.
The other thing is, on the earlier thing, the feds have already begun investigating the Musk operation on the vote registration site.
Good. And that might be why you can't do anything on it.
You can't find it right now. Yeah, because that seems awfully fraudulent, does it not?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that seems fraud. Not even fraud adjacent. No, that would be fraud.
Yeah, that's a con game on the face of it. You give me something of value, and I'll give you back nothing or less. I'll take more, or I'll just. It's just a ripoff, and it's not a voter rights. It's anti-voter rights, and these kinds of things weren't possible until the right-wing Supremes gutted the 1965 Voter Rights Act, which we got to get back in place.
Yes,
fast,
yes. Thanks a lot. Playing. Yeah, thanks a lot, John Roberts. He's done so much damage. He really has. Thank you so much, Ron. Really appreciate it. You make excellent, excellent points. And why on earth, who went to Raffensperger and said, I know a bunch of people who want to cancel their voter registrations?
That's not on your things to-do list. Never. Not when you're moving.
Ever.
No.
Never, ever.
No. And I believe the former Secretary of State is the one who's now governor, right?
Ryan Kemp is governor in Georgia.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I was trying to.
But now Jeff Duncan, who used to work for Ryan Kemp, is out for Harris.
Would Ryan Kemp come out for Harris?
Well, he just got insulted over the weekend. Trump was in Georgia and insulted Ryan Kemp and his wife.
He couldn't find me 11,000 votes.
No, that was Raffensperger.
That was a Kennedy impression.
11,780 votes.
That was a Kennedy impression, too, by the way. Sorry.
If you would like to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Stick close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Jess on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We need to talk about Elon. We've been talking about Elon Musk, the owner of Twitter. And some of the... movements trying to throw the election, essentially, is what he's doing. And now five secretaries of state are sending an open letter to Elon urging him to immediately implement changes to the Twitter AI chatbot Grok after it shared with millions of users false information suggesting that Kamala Harris isn't eligible to appear on the 2024 presidential ballot. Yes, they're asking Musk, to immediately implement changes.
That wasn't a mistake, Jane.
To Grok to ensure voters have accurate information in this critical election year. Within hours of President Biden's announcing he would not seek a second term. False information on ballot headlines produced by Grok was shared on multiple social media platforms. So they're just lying. He's just allowing misinformation to spew out there and encouraging the spreading of false information.
Yeah.
Because he's all in the tank for Trump.
Yeah. This is actually kind of a perfect example we were talking about before. About media.
Mm-hmm.
Elon doesn't care about who's president. He cares about who's going to give him the most freedom to make the most money. So it's in his best interest too. Even though the things that Elon has done to, I don't want to say invent, he's invented nothing. The things he's done to make the world a better place as far as like EV technology. Well, that's about it. You would think someone like that would want to be partners with a government who wants to further that. Because don't forget, Donald Trump up until, 48 hours ago?
Yes.
Was whining and moaning constantly about EV mandates. There are no EV mandates.
No, there are no mandates.
But that's no longer the case.
Yeah, he flipped.
Yeah.
He flipped.
He flipped like Kyle Rittenhouse in 3 hours.
Deeply held personal convictions brought to you by Jell-O Trump Edition. During his rally in Georgia on Saturday, Donald Trump completely switches course on electric vehicles, telling his supporters, quote, I am for electric cars. I have to because Elon Musk endorsed me very strongly, Elon. So I have no choice. He has been, as you said, whining about EV mandates, of which there are none, of how electric vehicles are the beginning of the end of the automobile industry, and they're going to ban you from buying gas cars, and it's bad, 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 bad. Here's a chunk of money. Oh, forget what I said. I have to give this now. Now I love them.
He doesn't even do the thing where politicians change their tune in the most tone-deaf, like... almost hypocritical way. He just comes out and says, like, I have to endorse this
now. He gave me money.
You folks who are thinking about voting for this man. This is another example of him just being completely amoral. So what is to say that he's not going to switch his thoughts on you? And also, as I said before, the whole point I wanted to make was Elon Musk does not care who the president is. He does not care who's in charge. He wants freedom to do what he wants, to make the money he wants. I mean, this now that is the perfect example. Oh, you don't like EV, you don't like electric vehicles? Well, here's a bunch of money. Now you do. And he buys the person who's easiest to purchase. So this notion that Elon has some investment in our country and our process and our freedom and absolutely not.
No.
That is bunk, as my dad would say. He is a grifter. He is a tyrant and he is dangerous. And this whole registering your information to get your information, sorry, run away. This is amorality. And if you vote for this kind of stuff, I don't know what to think of you anymore.
Well, and I think it's really important to remind folks, you have to be very careful where you consume your media.
Yeah.
And Rick Wilson, who's one of the head guys of the Lincoln Project, said on Twitter last week, and I can relate to this because I have friends. He said, folks, if you're 60 or older, don't get your news from Facebook.
No.
Don't get your news from your friend's cousin's friend who saw this on a website called Freedom Yay or whatever. Because
freedom,
but you know, there's all it's very easy to make a website.
No, absolutely.
That looks legitimate, right?
And
it is.
And if you throw, and this might sound weird, if you throw like a .org on there, it makes you look like quote unquote institute.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, do some digging on where you're doing your digging. I do. I don't consume my media in certain places. And then I'm not even talking about right leaning websites. I'm talking about just websites that are going for the clickbait.
Yeah.
Wants you to click through to give you the information you already knew or are taking other people's information, putting it on their own website. It's you have a level of responsibility to find out the information. And I know that you might not like the things we're saying and you might disagree with them. But so far, people aren't really calling in to show us the facts that say, no, you actually are incorrect. This is a thing that happened. And here are two or three resources. We don't get those things. We just get, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, or you're being hyperbolic, or you're being overreactive. No, we're not. We're worried. We're scared, but we have every reason to be.
And I still think there are some sources. You may not like the reporting that they do.
Yeah.
But I still think that there's good work being done by the Washington Post, by the Philadelphia Inquirer. Mm-hmm. Will Bunch is fantastic.
Yeah.
There are sources. You still maybe want to just take everything with a little grain of salt.
Absolutely. Always.
But again, anything is going to be better than getting your news from Facebook, from your cousin's sister's boyfriend's dog groomer.
Are you telling me that screamingeagleamerica.ufc.gov was not the right website to get my COVID information?
I may question that. Just a little bit.
Jess, I can't believe you sent me that website.
Just a little bit. News is coming up next. And then when we return, this is not normal. 30 inches of rain in 4 days. That should not be. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, there ain't no flies on me. There ain't no flies on me. There may be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no flies on me. Oh, there ain't no lobsters on me. There ain't no lobsters on me. There may be lobsters on some of you mobsters, but there ain't no lobsters on me. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the hell can the old folks tell it ain't gonna rain no more? Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me, girls. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has started its first home energy rebates program. Wisconsin is also the first state of the nation to launch the program's home efficiency portion. The measures will save American households up to $1 billion in energy costs each year, as well as boost construction and manufacturing jobs. Violent crime trends are going down in Milwaukee. The same is true nationwide. Advocates say the trends are encouraging, but the data is limited.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city, so that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns while having a view towards more national trends.
Ernesto Lopez is with the Council on Criminal Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A formerly empty downtown Hayward parking lot has been transformed into a hub for community gathering. According to a Northern News Now report, the parking lot on the corner of Kansas Avenue and West 3rd Street is now filled with vendors, food trucks, and even live music after its purchase by a local business owner. The former parking lot is now known as The Lot, and owner Ariana Johnson says she's hoping it will give new local businesses a place to get on their feet and serve as a relaxed spot for the community to gather. The Lake Superior Zoo has a couple of new additions that may look like average household pets, but are really some of the most effective hunters in the world. According to a Northern News Now report, the Lake Superior Zoo took in two male sand cats on Thursday, a species native to the Sahara Desert, Arabian Peninsula, and Central Asia. Visitors can see the new cats at the Griggs Learning Center. The desert cats primarily eat small rodents and even venomous snakes, and they can survive for weeks without drinking water. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. People worldwide are watching more colored television than ever. Netflix, for the first time ever, reported that all 10 of their top shows pulled in over 1 billion minutes viewed. Variety reports that during the week of July 1st, streaming platforms recorded over 313 billion viewing minutes over various platforms. That is the most streaming consumption ever for a single week. The Nielsen Company started its top 10 list in 2020. Fans of Britney Spears have a new biopic to look forward to. People magazine reports the film will be based on her 2023 memoir called The Woman in Me. You remember that book that came out where Spears looks surprised that she's topless on the cover? That's sneaky faux tug. The film will be produced by Mark Platt, who also produced La La Land. Variety reported that Universal won the rights to the film project and has access to Spears' entire music catalog. Hopefully, they won't use it in the movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A dark and drearier day today with scattered light showers here this afternoon, with rain ramping up this evening, bringing some heavy amounts of rainfall and some thunderstorms embedded as well. We could see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall create some flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Give me half a chance, cause I'm not dead yet.
Good morning. and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, we've got Jess on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is not normal, and it has become our new normal.
Yeah.
The center of Hurricane Debbie is expected to hit the Big Bend coast of Florida. Actually, it hit it earlier this morning. Came in with about 80-mile-an-hour winds. Forecasters warning of heavy amounts of rain could spawn catastrophic flooding in Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. I've seen reports this morning that...
Georgia?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Could see 30 inches of rain.
That's like half
in
a
four
year.
In 4 days.
That's hot. Like, that's like a quarter of the year. That's
an enormous amount of rain.
Yeah.
Just enormous. There isn't any area that's going to be able to absorb that much water. It's terrifying.
No. Yeah. It absolutely is. I mean, and like you said, it's the new normal. This is what it, how are they phrasing it now? They want to call it...
Well, there's a group called Science Moms.
Yeah.
They're a nonpartisan group of climate scientists that like to talk about the risks that climate change poses for families. So they are out with $2.5 million worth of ads, including here in Wisconsin and other swing states, urging people to consider using a new term. Call them unnatural disasters. Do you think this will cut through?
Hopefully.
I would like to say yes. Yeah.
It underscores human-caused climate change is making flooding, heat waves, wildfires, and other extreme weather worse, jeopardizing our children's ability to experience the world the way that the prior generations did. Tracy Holloway, a professor at UW-Madison's Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences and a member of Science Moms, says the idea that we're breaking heat records, having record floods, this is all consistent with what scientists have been projecting for decades. But the technology is still what we used in the 1900s. Natural disasters. Natural disasters.
Yeah. I mean, it's just what we've come to know all the time. It's you know, if we push it and there's enough of a movement to accept the idea... I mean, the thing I think of immediately was the fact that, and I've mentioned this before, when we were growing up, Smokey the Bear always said, only you can prevent forest fires.
Right.
Now, it's always only you can prevent wildfires.
Right.
Because that is the threatening thing now. So if we talk about unnatural disasters, it probably will take a little discussion, but that's what needs to happen is a discussion.
I don't know how to... cut through to folks because we're all experiencing it. We're all experiencing it on a daily basis. Last summer, we had wildfire smoke from Canada.
Yeah.
That has never, I'm 64 years old. That's never happened.
No, it's never.
In my memory.
No.
That should be frightening for all of us.
I mean, all the changes that are happening with regard to climate, whether it's storms or, you know, the storms or heavy rainfall. I mean, we were talking about this with someone last week, and the fact that my niece and nephew, like when we were growing up, we were used to getting snow in, like, you know, maybe late October,
yeah.
November, December, definitely. You always had snow on the ground for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
But if they were to get a snowfall like that now, that would be jarring to them because they're used to seeing snow in January.
Isn't that interesting?
That is the changing times. And those are the things we need to talk about. I've witnessed that now over the course of 40 plus years, from very normal, quote unquote, normal winters to now very mild winters. Now that if we get snow in December, it's like, oh my gosh, we got some snow.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. And then wait for the deep freeze of February. But yeah, it's right in front of your face.
Well, I have annual flowers that you have to plant every season.
Yes. I remember you talking.
I have snapdragons that are coming back now, season after season.
Mm-hmm. That's strange.
That shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
That should not be happening.
Weren't you saying this year that you planted something too early this year? Or it may have been Pat, where they had to cover it up because it was so mild. They were like, oh, we're going to start planting now. And then it got really cold again and it ruined everything. So it's like, there's no, there's no path.
It's, and I have to think that our farmers and certainly our sportsmen are seeing this firsthand. If you're out in the woods, if you're certainly, if you're dealing with the land and you're planting, our farmers have got to know better than anybody how much things are changing.
Look no further than northern Wisconsin, where, and once again, thank you to Governor Evers and thank you to Senator Baldwin, securing monies for the businesses up north that relied on snow and ice. We were waiting for to see if the Birkebeiner was going to be canceled.
Yeah, seriously.
They had to get relief because their industries were destroyed this past winter because they got no snow. They did not get enough snow and ice to exist. So I guess, you know, the question I have for all those who like to poo-poo it and wag their finger off and, well, why is there still snow and why is global cooling, which isn't a thing? How can you, if you're over a certain age, deny that this is happening? It's right in front of our faces.
Absolutely. And we're seeing it in real time.
Yeah.
Sherry, in the live stream, I'm 64, and we talked about how someday this area will be like Florida. My father was a biologist.
Yeah. You talk about either a friend or a family member out in Arizona who likes to talk about like their pool in wintertime, but meanwhile, it's 120 degrees for like 3 weeks straight in Las Vegas.
Yep.
That's also not normal.
That's not normal. Shouldn't be happening.
No.
And we should not accept this as normal.
No.
Or a natural disaster. I like this science mom's idea of unnatural disasters.
And I hate to bring it back to it, but you know, I don't hate to. I'm going to say it anyways. This goes back to Project 2025.
Yes.
You want to see real climate. You want to see real approach to climate change to try to do something in the what seems like the last hours we have before it's completely irreparable. Then Project 2025 is not your jam, baby.
Oh, man.
Because they're going to change over everything, and they're going to make sure that only one person has the best thoughts and best ideas and best brain about science and weather. They're not going to employ people who have experience, degrees, minds of their own. And yeah, we'll see what happens then.
No, they're going to go to what is left of NOAA and say, this is the result that we want you to tell people.
Yep.
Now find things or make up things to make the science work.
Yep. Yeah.
Seriously, that's in Project 2025.
Yeah.
Essentially, all scientific opinions have to align with those of the administration. That's nutso.
Yeah. And the best example I heard was in an article we read for the show where the controversy over the hurricane years ago during the Trump administration, where there was the Sharpie on the map.
Oh, yeah.
Which caused huge waves. There was an uproar over that. In a second Trump administration, it wouldn't be about whether or not it was bad that he did that. It would be about the fact that if he did that, you had to justify that Sharpie movement and then praise him for being the greatest mind of science and weather.
Of all time.
So
Matt from Middleton is on the line. Good morning, Matt. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hello, guys. Happy Monday. I just wanted to comment about climate change. I think it was Newsom or someone that said that, or Bill Gates, I don't know who it was, but we need to stop using that term and just call it pollution, because climate change has been politicized and people ignore it and whatever. But it seems that I don't know if you saw in China, they've had major floods, devastation over there, and they're having it just as bad as us or worse. They had a year's worth of rain in like a day or something.
Oh, God.
So it seems that climate change is behind a lot of this unraveling with globalization and everything. And I actually think it's a good thing if we could get rid of consumerism and stop the Reagan supply side economics, which aims to just overproduce everything and rape the earth. I think the pandemic showed us how quickly the environment started to heal a little bit when we shut down. I think behind the scenes, people are trying to do the right thing, but too many people like Elon Musk only care about money. So
oh, absolutely.
Good luck to all of us, right?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you so much, Matt. Really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. 855 752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brendan, Project 2025, what they want to do by raising costs for crop insurance. And don't forget, Donald Trump thinks you can sweep forest floors. Yeah, yeah. There's that whole thing, too.
Really quick to what Matt said, because we were talking about this earlier today, before the show, with regard to climate change as a term, I have found out that this was done purposely by the Bush administration. This is not conspiracy theory. Global warming did not
resonate,
and it scared people. So they changed it to climate change because they wanted to also include the global cooling ideas, which, by the way, also not a thing. So they changed the climate change. We should be scared. It is global warming because it's getting, wait for it, survey says warmer.
And the reason we're talking about this is Hurricane Debbie made landfall in Florida earlier this morning. That storm is expected to dump 30 inches of rain around the Savannah, Georgia area. 30 inches of rain.
Mm-hmm.
There's no area that can absorb that much water. It simply isn't possible.
No.
And so there's a group called Science Moms who want us to start referring to these events as unnatural disasters, not natural disasters. Unnatural disasters. Rob from Fort Edwards on the line. Good.
Port Edwards.
I'm sorry.
Cool. Thanks.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Good morning. Oh, just dandy. It's things are going swimmingly here at Fort Edwards.
I'm sure.
Two word commentary. Rupert Murdoch. All of these big CEOs and oligarchs and all that wouldn't have a breath of air to get it out into the public realm. However, Rupert Murdoch has done so. So that's my little thought for the day.
And Rob, you know what? I understand what you're saying. He's a modern day Hearst, where he takes the information and twists it to fit his media to get clicks, to get likes, to get engagement, to get money. But as I mentioned before, he's not the only one. He is not the only one. These are all companies run by boards who want money, who are responsible to their shareholders, and couldn't care less about the news and care more about the money.
But that goes. Thank you so much, Rob. Really appreciate it. But that goes with all these guys, Peter Thiel,
yeah,
and all the crypto bros and the Winklevoss twins. They don't care about anything but money.
No, they do not care about money. They do not care about America, freedom, process, democracy. They care about money. And the thing is, really, if they have to pay a little bit more or a little bit less in taxes, no matter who the president is, they're still going to be rich.
Really, really, really rich.
Really rich.
John from Boaz, we got just about a minute and a half left. John, thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I would say the rich get richer and the poor get children.
That's what the Republicans would love you to
have
do.
The children. What?
That's what the Republicans would love to do. Just have children and shut up about it.
That's right. You know, and this weather changing, the global warming or climate change, 6 weeks up north in Wisconsin, the trail for snowmobiles were open for 6 weeks on a slow year. Does anybody know how open they were last year?
Boy, I don't even know if they were open last year, yeah. John, because there was such a lack of snow. Those businesses up north had a really tough winter last winter. All right, we are up against the wall. Thank you so much, John. Really appreciate it. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You better get a bigger gun. You better get a bigger gun. Not dead yet. Not dead yet. Not dead yet. I'm a wild card waiting in the middle of the deck. You better get a bigger gun. I'm not dead yet. Not dead yet. Not dead yet.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Jess coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. We're talking about Hurricane Debbie making landfall in Florida earlier today, and that storm system, as it continues to move, expected to dump 30 inches of rain over a span of 4 days in some of the areas down south. When I hear people moving to Florida, all I can think of is it's not going to be what you think.
Anybody moving to anywhere where it's like one season all the time, especially like, you know, nowadays, like there was a time where you're like, oh, move to California. I'm like, no, no. They don't insure houses anymore because they'll catch on fire.
Well, and they're having the same problem in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, so, yeah, the insurance rates have just gone insane in Florida.
Yeah, I no, thank you. I'm loving Wisconsin more and more.
Absolutely. David from Mequon, thank you for your patience. David, what did you want to say?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I should point out that Florida is the number one fastest growing state in the United States, which is interesting. Because you did point out what the fact of what the storms were. However, I will tell you this. I'll put a little asterisk by that. Since Florida was admitted as a state in 1845, Florida has been hit by either a hurricane or a tropical storm every single year, with the exception of 2 years. So it's not like it's not expected that it is expected. And it sounds, I mean, now granted, 30 inches of rain is a tremendous amount of rain.
And that's going to be in Georgia.
That's going to be in Georgia. But if you, I guess I would, you know, put it in this sense. As more people move to Florida, and I will tell you this, there's going to be more buildings that are going to get destroyed. So that will increase costs just because you just have the population is exponentially a lot greater than it was 40 years ago. And then the other thing I would just point out is that sometimes, and I can tell you this because I actually, we have family that lives down there, what have you. Some of these vendors, what they do is they actually put extra charges and other stuff. There's a lot of fraud that has gone along with all this where, you know, they go a little bit overzealous on some things. And then consequently, we as taxpayers get the shaft because lawyers are involved, whatever, and you know, get litigation. And so you do have that as well into these astronomical numbers because everybody's trying to make a buck.
Well, right. But isn't it the responsibility of some of these developers to take some of these things into consideration as the population continues to grow down there and they're going to have to accommodate housing for these people?
Remember when Fort Myers got hit by Ian a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
All the new buildings are being constructed there. Completely different now. I mean, there's solid concrete and, you know, hurricane-resistant windows. They're not. The buildings that were destroyed during the Fort Myers situation, they were from the 1960s when that was the last time when Fort Myers took the last time it took a direct hit in Sanibel and all that stuff. And they're not allowing that getting built anymore. And if you look at like Naples and other stuff, the houses are like, I mean, they're built like to withstand like crazy stuff. So changing the building.
Well, that's good. They're going to have to, Dave, because again, and I'm not disputing that certainly Florida has always been hit by hurricanes or tropical storms. That's part of where they are. But you have to agree that the severity of these storms, no matter whether it's a hurricane or just thunderstorms, they're getting worse.
And hurricane season is changing. It used to be from one time to another time. It's now changing because hurricanes are coming earlier. And if you want to talk about building construction quality, it doesn't just take a weather incident. Not all of them were built. Surfside, Florida last year when that building just
collapsed
and killed 98 people. So it's the thing. Yeah. The thing is, go on.
I was going to say, I mean, this is just, you know, this is, I mean, August is, you know, definitely hurricane season. I mean, it's like when we have tornadoes, you know, there's certain like months that you have more than others. And for Florida this time, month of August and September in particular.
Yeah, it's not unusual, Dave. I appreciate that, but 30 inches of rain in 4 days is not normal, and that is not normal. And as the science moms would call it, they would call it an unnatural disaster. Thank you for calling, Dave. Thank you for listening. Really, really appreciate it.
I mean, I think this is one of those things where we, you know, I'm not looking to put someone in the corner and tell them climate change is real or global warming is real, and for them to believe me, be like, okay, Greg, you're right, I'm wrong. But these are the little things we can come together on. The hurricanes are becoming more severe. They're becoming more frequently, and the seasons are changing. Tornado season, as Dave brought up, also changing as well. People are asking the question, and I hate saying people are asking the question. Some people are saying, the news is saying, is Wisconsin going to become part of Tornado Alley officially? It was usually like not, we weren't part of it, but we get them.
Right.
But things are
shifting.
Changing.
Liz from Saukville listening here on WAUK on the text line. In the words of the intelligence, Stephen Colbert, global warming isn't real because I was cold today. Also, great news, world hunger is over because I just ate lunch.
Well, guys, we can pack it in. We're done for the day then, I guess. All right. Good job, us. Good job, us.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm Greg.
Jessica.
Wow.
And all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2. He will be joining us tomorrow from 10:30 to 11. So make sure you join us then. Stay close. You are listening to Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.